Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider at BasketballNews.com. We're ready to for a great Sunday slate in the association. We're going to go over three games for you before tip-off. And before we do so, a quick reminder, make sure you read and subscribe to BasketballNews.com, the BasketballNews.com podcast network. We have so much great content outside of Basketball News you want to check out on the podcast network and all over the website. I'm biased a little bit, but I'm going to tell you, I think we are by far the best NBA and basketball content website out there. I can go toe-to-toe against anyone, elite staff, elite content, anything you want to say. BasketballNews.com has you covered on everything else. We have some exciting developments coming down the pipe here soon as well for BBN, so make sure you check that out. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and dive in to our three games in the association today. I'm going to mix up a little bit today because the Nuggets versus Warriors is about to tip off. So in the meantime, I'm going to give you guys my SGP, which means same game parlay, that I actually wagered on for Nuggets versus Warriors, which is going to be tipping off here very soon. And here's what I put in for this SGP for the same game parlay. I'm going to go with the Warriors to finish off the sweep today against the Nuggets. I think Nikola Jokic will have a big game for the Nuggets, but in the end, Jokic's big game won't matter when no one else steps up around him as well. I think we see big games from Jordan Poole, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, the new splash triplets, so to say. I think they all have big games for the Warriors. And in the end, the Warriors cap off the sweep in Denver and win, and also cover the spread, which is at -4.5. So we're going to lock in here, Warriors -4.5, and go over my SGP for this game, powered by FanDuel, which is our player props as well, so we appreciate FanDuel for the player props. But in the meantime, here is my SGP I placed on FanDuel for this game, which actually pays out very well, for those wondering. Warriors money line, Nikola Jokic to score 25-plus points, Jordan Poole to score 20-plus points, Draymond Green to record 6-plus assists, Stephen Curry to make 2-plus threes, Jordan Poole to make 2-plus threes, Nikola Jokic to make 10-plus rebounds, and Nikola Jokic to have at least 4-plus assists in this game. So we're going to go ahead and lock that in here. We're going to go ahead and put that SGP into the system and give you guys the odds real quick on that one because it actually pays out very well. So one more time for you. Here's where we're going to go. We're going to put in for you. We're going to do Warriors money line, which would obviously be in there. Warriors money line. Okay, Warriors money line is in there. Now let's go ahead and put in for points. Nikola Jokic to score at least 25-plus. Jordan Poole to score at least 20-plus. Draymond Green to get at least 6-plus assists. And then as well, for the 2-plus made threes, we're going to go ahead and put in Curry and Poole in there. And then as well, let's go ahead and throw in an assist one more time for Nikola Jokic to get at least 4-plus assists. So here is our nine-leg SGP. It's +324 odds. So that's a great, great moneymaker there. For example, if you tossed in, let's say, $20, it'd pay you back $65. You put in $100 on that, you'd win back $325. So here again is that SGP I'm going to sprinkle in for the show today. Warriors money line over the Nuggets. Nikola Jokic to score at least 25-plus points. Jordan Poole to score at least 20-plus points. Draymond Green to record at least 6-plus assists. Stephen Curry and Jordan Poole to both make multiple threes, and Nikola Jokic to record at least 4 assists. We're going to lock that in and take the Warriors to cover the 4.5-point spread. Now let's go over to our next game on the board here, which is the Miami Heat at the Atlanta Hawks. The Heat are 1.5-point favorites today over the Hawks. The Heat are up 2-1 in this series. The Hawks had an impressive Game 3 win, buying some Trae Young heroics. Should be a very close game today in Atlanta, but in the end, I'm going to roll with the Miami Heat. I think it's going to be a very close game, which is the spread indicating with -1.5. I think we see big games from Trae Young. I think we see big games from Jimmy Butler. But in the end, we're going to go with the Miami Heat to win and cover the spread. Take the series back 3-1 to Miami for Game 5, which should be a convincing Game 5 win for the Heat. I think Heat in 5, I think Heat win today. So let's go ahead and lock in Heat -1.5 and go over to our FanDuel player props as well and lock in for this game. Like I mentioned, I love, absolutely love on the board here to see Trae Young and Jimmy Butler over on their point totals. Trae Young checks in at 26.5. And Jimmy Butler checks in at 24.5. I think both will have big games in the scoring department for both sides, so let's lock both those in. Let's also go over here to rebounds. I think we're going to see a big game here for Bam Adebayo on the boards. I think we're getting great value here at 8.5 on the over-under, so let's lock in Bam Adebayo over 8.5 rebounds. And then as well, let's go over to threes. I think I like a three-point prop here on the board as well from Atlanta's side. Trae Young will obviously get his points, which is why I put Trae Young in the mix there. But I also like here on the board as well, I want to throw in Kevin Huerter over 2.5 made threes. Huerter's actually been up and down throughout the series, but when he gets going offensively, especially from the perimeter, he can get hot from three. So let's go ahead and lock in Kevin Huerter over 2.5 made threes. So here is our player props for this game alongside the Heat to cover the spread. Trae Young over 26.5 points. Jimmy Butler over 24.5 points, Bam Adebayo over 8.5 rebounds, and Kevin Huerter over 2.5 made threes. We're going to take that as well as the Heat to cover the 1.5 point spread and make the series 3-1 heading back to Miami. Next up in the last game of the slate today for a great Sunday in the association, we have the Phoenix Suns at the New Orleans Pelicans for Game 4. The Suns are up 2-1. They're without Devin Booker, obviously due to the hamstring injury. Had an impressive Game 3 win without Devin Booker. Back on the board here for Game 4. The Suns are 2-point favorites on the road in New Orleans without Devin Booker. I think the Suns will win this game. I think they're going to go back to Phoenix. I think that Game 3 win was a huge one for the Suns, kind of figuring out their identity without Devin Booker for the next week or so through this series. I think we see the Suns win this game, take their own convincing 3-1 series back to the Valley, and finish this off in 5 games as well. So I'm going to go ahead and lock in here a big game from Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. We're going to take the Suns to win and cover the 2-point spread over the Pelicans. So let's lock in Suns minus 2 and go over to our player props as well and lock in for those as well. I love on the board here looking through. I think we see a big facilitation game from Chris Paul. I'm going to go over on Chris Paul's assist total, which is at 12.5 assists, a big number for CP3, but I think he will go over. He's had 0 turnovers in the last 2 games, 2 total in the first 3 games of the series. I think Chris Paul is going to dominate in the assist category, so let's take Chris Paul over 12.5 assists. Let's also go over to the board here and lock in a 3-point prop that I like on the board, Cam Johnson, over on his 3-point total. Cam Johnson checks in here at 2.5 made threes. He's due for a big game in the 3-point department, especially playing heavy minutes in Devin Booker's place. I think we see Cam Johnson hit at least 3 threes today, so let's lock in Cam Johnson over 2.5 made threes. And then let's go back over to the board here for the Pelican side. I do like Brandon Ingram over on his point total, which is at 25.5 points. And I also like CJ McCollum over on his point total as well, which is at 25.5 points. I think both guys will put up numbers for the Pelicans today, but in the end, the well-balanced two-way attack of the Suns will reign supreme in this matchup. So let's lock in here those props as well as the Suns to squeak out a victory in the Bayou and take the series back 3-1 to Phoenix. So let's lock in here Suns minus 2 and the following player props on the board for this matchup. Chris Paul over 12.5 assists. Cam Johnson over 2.5 made threes, Brandon Ingram over 25.5 points, and CJ McCollum over 25.5 points. So let's lock that in and let's wrap up the show. So I appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to the show, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. In the meantime, let's go over my SGP for Warriors versus Nuggets, as well as my picks and props for the final 2 games of the slate today. So here's our SGP for the game tipping off now between Warriors and Nuggets. Warriors money line, Nikola Jokic to score at least 25 plus points, Jordan Poole to score at least 20-plus points, Draymond Green to record 6-plus assists, Stephen Curry and Jordan Poole to make 2-plus threes, Nikola Jokic to have 10-plus rebounds, and at least 4-plus assists as well. Now let's go over to our picks against the spread and our props for the final 2 games, Heat versus Hawks and Suns versus Pelicans. First up for Heat versus Hawks, we have on the board here Heat minus 1.5 for our spread bet, and then our player props, Trae Young over 26.5 points, Jimmy Butler over 24.5 points, Bam Adebayo over 8.5 rebounds, and Kevin Huerter over 2.5 made threes. Now let's go over to Suns versus Pelicans. I like the Suns here to cover the spread, so Suns minus 2, and then CJ McCollum over 25.5 points, Brandon Ingram over 25.5 points, Chris Paul over 12.5 assists, and Cam Johnson over 2.5 made threes. So let's go ahead and lock all those in and wrap up the show. So appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. We're with you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Player props are also back throughout the postseason. Make sure you lock in your props as well. In the meantime, make sure you lock in your props, your bets, and enjoy a great Sunday slate in the association. Enjoy the playoffs. And also a quick reminder, make sure you check out basketballnews.com every single day as well. But in the meantime, lock in and have a great Sunday for the association watching this great basketball happen in front of your face.